NYC officials allow ICE to deport illegals from Rikers Island Prison. By Warner Todd Houston on April 10, 2025. New York City has allowed Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, to reopen its facilities on Rikers Island to deport illegal aliens from among the prison population. First Deputy Mayor Randy Mastro signed an order Tuesday to allow ICE to re-establish its office on Rikers to carry out criminal investigations into drug trafficking, organized violence, and migrant gang activity, according to Fox News. Trump immigration czar Tom Homan praised New York Mayor Eric Adams and his administration. Watch, sanctuary advocate freezes when asked whether or not illegal immigration is lawful. Thank you, Mayor Adams and Deputy Mayor Mastro. This is a great first step in our continuing collaboration to make NYC even safer, as President Trump has committed to. Promises made. Promises kept, Homan said. ICE, NYC Deputy Mayor Randy Mastro signs executive order allowing at ICE Gov to re-establish an office on Rikers Island. At Real Tom Homan saying, thank you, Mayor Adams and Deputy Mayor Mastro. This is a great first step in our continuing collaboration to make NYC even safer as. pic.twitter.com/i8rz6jl7zv. Ali Bradley, at Ali Bradley, April 9, 2025. Deputy Mayor Mastro's order insists that New York City is being threatened by gangs such as MS-13 and Trenta Aragua, and it is critical that law enforcement share real-time information with federal law enforcement. But the order features some restrictions. The agreement does not allow ICE to carry out civil immigration enforcement and arrest people simply for being undocumented, and only allows ICE detainers to be enforced in the prison if it is accompanied by a federal warrant signed by a judge. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, X at WT Houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.